Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Heidi Feldman. She directed Knoxville High School's production of Little Shop of Horrors, which has received honors from this year's Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards. The show presented this past March has received a production award for Distinguished Scene for the Mushnick and Son scene. Asa Leonard played the role of Mr. Mushnick, and he has received a student award for outstanding performance in a principal role. Cast members receiving special recognition for performance in a principal role are Taryn Johnson as Audrey and Ethan Rowland as the voice of Audrey II. Were you a little surprised that you made the cut, or were you kind of expecting or hoping to receive some?
I was absolutely hoping we would receive some. Especially after all of the work that I know those students had put in, that I was really hoping that all the work and the effort that they had put in would be recognized by the Iowa High School Musical Theater Association.
So how did they go about selecting these things?
They send three judges to performances. We had, two adjudicators at our Saturday performance and then one adjudicator at our Sunday performance. And they have a rubric that they follow, and they score the students based off of this rubric that they follow of certain performance elements, and they just kind of go from there. And if they fall within the certain parameters on their rubric, then it qualifies them for the nomination. And then then the adjudicators kind of go through after they look at everything, and then they can they choose who they want to nominate from those students that have qualified for it.
And the performers themselves, three of your students are up for awards here. And anything about their performances that you think really stood out and got the judges' attention?
Oh, absolutely. I think that Asa is such a commanding performer. I think that anytime he was on stage, his presence is so big and so strong, and his voice carries so well, and he has just such a commanding, mature presence on stage. He's kind of hard to he's hard not to notice just as a person on stage. And then he put so much time and energy into the backstory of his character. He was constantly coming up to me talking, is he from this part of New York, is he from this part of New York? And so he really kind of put a lot of thought and time into where this man came from, and who he was, and what kind of person he was that put him into this time and place. I wasn't too surprised to see him being recognized, because he really did. He really did stand out for sure in the show, and was really fun to watch grow and shine. And as far as Taryn is concerned, Taryn Johnson, who played our female lead Audrey, she's just she's a doll to work with. She's a consummate professional. She is works hard, and she is always present and ready to work. And she just kind of embodied the character that is Audrey, and really gave her some very interesting little vulnerabilities and some levels of humor. I think that some actresses her age would not have found. She really kind of dig deep into that character and really found the vulnerability and the maturity and the strength in that character, and along with adding that level of humor that really just kind of goes along with it. And she really just kind of sold Audrey and gave her all she had. And Ethan, oh my goodness, Ethan, from where he started to where he ended, I could not be more proud of Ethan Rowland. He was one that I could tell he really wanted to be there, but was a little nervous to take on the role. And but I knew he wanted it, and I knew he could do it. But we had to pull a lot out of Ethan. And oh my goodness, every night he just got bigger and better and stronger and braver. And I could not be more proud of the work that Ethan put in.
Did he have a bit of a handicap, because his role basically involved providing the voice for a character? Was it kind of difficult for him to perform without actually being seen by the audience?
Yeah, he had to be a voice only. He was a voice actor. And being a voice actor is difficult, because you don't have the interaction, you don't have the energy of the other person next to you or in front of you. You don't have that person to react with their physical energy and their presence and their being there. So it is difficult. And like I said, he just kind of, he took it and he ran, and I was so proud of him, and he was making choices that, you know, I didn't direct, you know. I directed him, and then, like, he'd make a choice that went even further, and I was just like, okay, that's fantastic. So it was really wonderful to see him do that, and like I said, he kind of took it and he ran, which was like a director's like dream, especially for somebody like, you know, when he took on the role, there was definitely the nerves, and there was definitely the I don't know if I can do this kind of cloud hanging over his head, and man, that cloud disappeared.
Thanks to Heidi Feldman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.